In late August, early September, I had a man going crazy in the next hut and screaming in the night. He was having a psychotic breakdown. Yeah. So I spent 2 days writing down what I was afraid of. And I decided it was just okay that I was going to persevere through this. I just sent him lots of loving kindness. He managed to get the help that he needed, and I was okay. People asked me if I was lonely, and I remember I was lonely one Thursday afternoon between 1 o'clock and 1:20. I'm serious. I wrote it. It was Thursday. Right, because I realized loneliness, alone, being alone is different from loneliness. That's an emotion we manifest. And I kept saying, you asked for this. You asked for this. So.
When you speak of connections made during this year of silence, would you say you became more connected to yourself or to nature or to food or to everything? And I'm thinking like, you know, when somebody loses one of their five senses, they say that the other senses are, you know, greater magnitude. So I'm curious to see by choosing not to speak, was there a higher sensitivity in other respects? And if so, what?
I think you heard that a little bit near the end. I just fell in love with human beings. I've had lots of birds. They don't smile back at you. But a human being, you smile and they respond to you. And I came out just absolutely glowing. 33-hour flight. It was the best flight I ever had in my life. I was just like, whoa, people. And just appreciating and having such empathy for the struggles we go through, which we don't even notice, the conditions we create that we don't pay attention to, that makes it difficult for us to move through. You know, all of our fears and our unhappiness and how much we create that ourselves. It was almost like being taken out of here and put over there to watch the human race in some way. That's a very, very special opportunity to have that happen. And by the way, there are many people that helped me be able to have this happen, so...